Gen X Grown Up is a YouTube channel, website, and audio podcast you're listening to right now. All made for and by people who love exploring media, games, tech, and toys of yesterday and today through the eyes of Gen Xers who refuse to grow up. Your dinner cannot just be French fries.
Basically, life sucks as a grown up. Hey there, welcome back, Gen X Grown Up Podcast listeners. I am John. Joining me as always is George.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And of course, Mo is here with me.
Hey, everybody.
We are in the middle of InfinityCon Tallahassee, and we just finished doing a live stream on YouTube where we talked to a bunch of our friends and viewers and listeners and followers. And we're going to take the audio of that, and we're going to strip out the audio and post it here for you to hear. If you didn't get to see it on YouTube, you can always go back to YouTube and watch it if you want. But want to share it with you because, just some of our podcast listeners and YouTube viewers.
Make sure we cover all the bases.
Yeah, yes. Everybody access. We had a great time here in Tallahassee. Enjoy this special edition. And, of course, we'll be back as usual next Thursday with our regularly scheduled episode. Cool. All right. Cool. Enjoy. Okay. I have clicked the button.
Okay.
Is that supposed to mean something? Does that happen?
At some point in the near future, according to the computer,
we're
doing live things.
Wow.
Really? Okay. We're live now?
Allegedly.
Not after today.
We're not alive.
Live
and alive are two entirely separate things.
Okay.
So we are live but not alive.
So we are live now?
So we're live.
I think so.
Or was that
wind? I see a moving picture, so I think we're actually...
But that's just looking at ourselves, right?
I think it's like Spaceballs, though. When's now? Is this now?
Is this now?
Yeah.
Go back to then. Hey, everybody.
Oh, we're live.
That wasn't a joke, apparently.
Oh, hey, everyone. So, hey, John, George,
yep,
Mo, hey, Gen X Grown Up, we are in Tallahassee, Florida.
We are.
Beautiful. Yeah. Tallahassee?
You're fucking lying.
I'm the front here, so.
Beautiful to those visiting?
Yeah, because you're visiting. Yes. You don't have to live here.
It's a nice place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there. We are attending InfinityCon Tallahassee 2021.
After a long break.
We were last here at the first InfinityCon Tally.
2019.
Second one got canceled due to there was some kind of a cold going around.
Yes, there was a little bit of cold.
Something.
A couple people had some.
Really?
Fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Look at all the folks we got. I see MC Murr's here, Marcus, Megan.
Miss O. Thanos.
Mighty Dude, hi. Miss nice. Thanos. Yeah, awesome. Right. You see my Pac-Man hat. Thanks.
Nice.
So we're in a hotel room. We're in my hotel room here. Mm-hmm. We're on a 5G connection and some Wi-Fi in the hotel and...
All kinds of Twitter's magic.
Yes.
And
a lot of prayer right now. That things
everything just, sticks that together.
Which works out great because these two are atheists.
Domino to Biscuit Vacuum. Yes. We wanted to get together. This is after day one of the InfinityCon show. And as we have done historically at the conventions, for those of you that can't be here with us, MC Murr, are these Gen X jerseys? You're damn straight they are.
Yes.
Mine's in the car.
The year we're born.
I missed the memo, sorry.
I got my name on the back. Yeah, they are.
You got my year birthday wrong, so that's why I'm not.
I did not.
Thanks you put 67, it's supposed to be 76.
The bullshit. You are old.
Yeah, so we like to, Mighty Dude says love your videos. Thanks.
Nice. Hey, thanks.
So we several times over the last few conventions we've gone to, back when we used to do conventions.
Hey, Ethan.
We like to, after the first day, get together and do this. We thought this time we'd do it on camera,
right?
Yeah. For change. And talk about the show. Those of you that can't be here with us, we wish you all could, but if you can't, we'll talk about...
Marcus just piped in and said, they stubbornly refuse to let me order one. I think he's talking about jerseys. I'm like, it's on Amazon.
Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's stopping you. Dibs on 72, says Marcus.
You could have 72.
Oh, we just retired that number.
Yeah, sorry. There's somebody else that had it.
It's hanging up in the rafters.
He was
a great guy.
Oh, my God. Tell me a sports reference.
He died. I've been to high school.
Why does sports only have to relate to high school?
That's my only reference.
Oh, man.
So let's get started. So started yesterday. Setup was yesterday.
Yesterday evening. You drove over from Jacksonville.
Yep.
And had a hotel room, and we're just kind of waiting. I got done with work at about 4 o'clock, right on the dot. It was kind of a busy...
You got over there early, yeah.
And I went straight over there, and you were waiting for me to respond to text, which I didn't do while I was driving, because I'm safe, and I pray, and, Domino Bisco, whatever.
In the back, yeah.
And, I got there, 4:30 or so, and you got there about 10, 15 minutes later.
Yep.
It was fun as far as getting to see you again and being in the convention environment again, because as soon as you walk through, especially as a vendor on setup day,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it brings back all the memories of...
And you start to see all those people that you've seen in the last few shows. Yeah,
there's kind of a convention family, especially if you're in the same area, right? Mm-hmm. You see the same, not always the same, but you probably see 5 to 10 people.
Kind of the southeastern-y kind of folks.
That you see at the different conventions. And it was really nice.
The setup wasn't tough. Took maybe, 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, the first night, because we... So those of you who have gone to our Discord channel, we showed some pictures there of the framework of the sales stature, which is, I think, only the second time we've put that up.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah, and I was posting stuff to our YouTube story. You can still see that. If you go on mobile, you can see this YouTube story stuff from the day.
Yeah, I was reading a lot in the Discord channel, people complaining about YouTube not notifying on the stories or something. Yeah,
it's YouTube.
We can only do so much. Yeah. Marcus is still, damn it, all of you, for having his number.
Mighty Dude subscribe. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Mighty Dude.
Wait, so Thanos said, is there no sun in Tallahassee? So we were just talking about how pale George looks between the two of us.
We were thinking we need a different color background just to help.
Hey, Jerry. How are you doing? Thanks for joining.
Yeah, we should have done more of a gradual shading.
John George.
There's not enough color correction.
You can attribute it to lighting.
In that
bad lighting.
Just shine an orange light on you.
Right.
Yeah, hello.
That won't help.
So then, Mo, you drove over this morning.
Yep.
Yeah. You stopped by Dunkin' Donuts and did not bring us donuts. Thanks for that. We appreciate it.
It made him late.
Right.
John and I had to finish the setup. Late.
Bring donuts.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. It was like, went to a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Turns out they only had one person working. Period. In the whole place. So it took a while.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those drive-ins, and once you're in, you have there's no out.
You can't escape. You're in line until you leave. Hey, Shelly G, how are you doing? Thanks for joining. We got all set up this morning, and we came up, we set up the table, and this time, just like the last one we did, we focused on, we're doing a lot of selling. We used to...
More sales, yeah.
Yeah, we used to bring Rubik's Cubes and some toys early on.
Just to play with.
And people would say, how much is that?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I don't know. So we've started, we sell a lot of Rubik's Cubes and toys and stuff to defray the cost. And so we got all that stuff set up. And
Rubik's Cubes, portable consoles that you plug directly into a TV.
Yeah. Yep.
Posters. Those are some really fan favorite. Like, people come over and they look at the posters. Because we have three and they're on our, Teespring? You can find links in YouTube channels and on our webpage and stuff, I'm sure. But we have three original art pieces. Two that we had commissioned and one that John did himself. And people come over and they love those. The only issue is, hey, Marcus, look at that. $1.72. You missed the 9, sir. That should have been 1972.
Yeah, right?
It's a font. It's not bold enough.
We'll get into
long
that story.
Yeah.
But those posters really attract a lot of people, but they seem to be hesitant on buying them because they're big 8x10s.
Aren't
they 11x17?
Are they 11x17? Thank you. Yeah,
they're really big.
Yeah. They're big, yeah.
And, but they're awesome.
But we sold several of them today.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
which was very nice. You know,
which one sells the best? Is it the one that I made? I wasn't sure. I was just checking.
Is it going to be that kind of podcast?
Yes, it'll be that kind of podcast. Yeah. We just got to stroke his ego a little bit, and then he lets.
I'm glad you said
no stroking a little
I'm
bit.
So glad you said.
I know you're right. You're right. So anyway,
so we set up the cubes, we set up the posters, we set up all the connected TV stuff, and VIPs showed up at 9:30.
Yeah, 9:30 VIPs were let in. I'm just laughing at Miss So's comment. No worries, George, I'm the same complexion.
But I'm going to tell you, it wasn't like, we don't hard sell.
We never hard sell.
They're like, oh, cube, how much? We tell them how much, and like, okay, and they buy it.
That was the thing we were joking about this morning. Normally, when you have a convention, you don't have a lot of sales early. Most people, they start selling, they start buying later on. Because they want to walk around and see everything.
They don't want to carry everything.
But we sold one of the little mini cubes, in the first 7 minutes.
Yeah, five or 6 minutes. Right, somebody come up. I'm going to take one of those. And I'm like, really? Let me find the bank. I'm not even ready.
We're not expecting you.
And we found some new stuff. You set up the credit card square thing that we have, and there's some new features in that, that allow you
inventory
to
stuff,
list inventory and items and pictures. Yeah. And so it was a little, it was more fun.
Marcus says you're blending in with the wallpaper. Poor guy. Poor guy.
I'm just going to turn off all the fucking lights.
Thanos said, when is that not that kind of podcast?
True.
So we had something else that we did this time. So we used to just bring stuff we sell.
Right.
And this time we brought some of the tabletop arcade games.
Hold on. Cut.
What?
You got to answer your mom.
What happened?
Your mom just chatted.
Oh, glad to see your little Gen X boys having so much fun. Oh, that's my mom, Karen R.
Yeah. Kool-Aid?
Can we have Kool-Aid?
Actually, I think more like cherry pies, but
both she makes really good cherry pies.
John's mom bought Sunny D.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And oh, Nathan's here now. Dryer
said yep. Powder. God, they're not going to let this go, are they?
No, and you know, they're not far off of a lot of my high school and middle school nicknames.
Really?
I was a wide receiver in high school, so instead of wide out, I was white out.
White out.
Yep.
You can always see him downfield.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I was a beacon. If it was a night game, I was the go-to receiver.
Where's
every
George?
Time.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, Retro Days.
Retro, hell, awesome.
Thank you very much.
Nice
right.
to see you. We're having absolutely. A blast. Yep.
Yeah.
So, what were we saying? We brought the tabletop arcade machines.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stories about the table. DeFonte Game Reviews. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So DeFonte is a new member. He joined a YouTube member.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Some cash for you or your mom.
So. We have a lot of these, and varying sizes of these tabletop cabinets that are retro games,
there,
right?
Yeah. That we've reviewed.
Yeah. We've got the Pac-Man
Partycade.
Mm-hmm. We had, and I'm going to get into that story in a second, Galaga Countercade.
Yep.
And then we had the Dragon's Lair Replicade that mm-hmm. I did yep. the yep. review of, and the Space Invaders one that you
yes.
did a review
yep.
of.
That's the premium edition my
premium
arcade.
Edition.
Yep.
And then a whole bunch of little...
Yeah, like five or six of the little minis
arcades.
That I bought, the tiny Super mm-hmm. Impulse yep. ones. So the story behind we had...
Aaron, $5. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
The gas money. Thank
right.
you.
Right. Exactly. So we were sitting there, and somebody was like, every time we go to one of these conventions, we put something on the table, like you said about the Rubik's Cubes. The first thing is, how much is this?
Yeah.
Right? And they were doing that about the mini arcade.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to buy those too.
Yeah. Can we buy it? I'm like, no, we're not. That's just for you guys to come over and play yep. with and talk to us.
Right.
Well, somebody... joked around about wanting to buy it, and as an offhand comment, as I was standing up and getting ready to go do something, I said, if anybody offers $100, sold.
Yep.
Right?
Well, he left.
I left, and while I was gone, somebody came up to the table and said, I'd like to buy that. How much is it? And you guys, rightfully so, said, well, you know, the guy who owns it said he'll sell it for $100. The guy said, really? Okay, I'll be back later.
And
then I came back to the table. You guys told me the story.
Yep. Yep.
I'm like, okay, well, you know, and I didn't think much about it. I was thinking about the panel that I had to go run and yep. stuff today. And I had to go away again to go talk to the people at the panel.
Yep, coincidentally.
And I come back, and my fucking arcade game is gone.
Like, gone. Because... the guy came back.
The guy came back with $100.
And he paid the money. I mean...
I took him at his word. I thought he wanted to sell it.
Yeah.
And so. For those of you who don't know, that game was for sale on Walmart for a very short period of time for $49. It's still listed on their website at that price.
But you can't
but
get
it's
it.
Out of stock.
Yeah. Out of stock, yeah.
So it's also out of stock on Arcade 1-Up site.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Yep. So I started looking because I was like... okay, shit. I really want to replace it because I had only opened it up for the very first time for this convention. I'd never played it. At all.
Yeah.
It was just opened up for this. So I started looking on eBay. $250. $350. Yeah. $175 plus $50 shipping. I'm like, oh my
okay,
God.
Okay, so just to say, when he said that, like, hey, I'll get rid of $100, he also, that was the whole thing. Because you also said, like, well, you know, I had this thing for 2 months and it was sitting in the box the whole time. Might as well sell it for $100. So
right.
I thought you were serious.
I took you at your word. I didn't know.
Yeah,
didn't
and
know.
It was just all me, you know, doing my peacock bullshit.
Just bluster.
Yeah, just
and
bluster.
And then somebody called the bluff and we didn't realize you were bluffing.
Yeah.
And so I come back and like for the next 20 minutes I'm depressed. I'm not mad at either one of them. I'm kind of mad at myself. I'm like, it was my fucking fault.
You should have made it clear.
Oh,
we didn't
my
know.
God.
Anyway.
So,
you
so
seem
we,
serious.
So we had several of
so
those.
So all the donations in this stream.
Wait, I thought it was gas money.
Well,
no.
I mean, well, George, when you come back, John's like, here, he gave you the cash to pay for the
right, well,
the $50.
And he gave me the $53. And I'm like,
out of tax.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't replace
what can I do with that?
$53. Right. What is that? I mean, I paid for what I paid for it, but I can't get it back. And that's kind of the thing we always try and do if we sell something from our table.
Right.
Whatever the reacquisition of
yeah,
that
get it
item
back,
for
get
that
it
person.
Back. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I and I went looking. I because
oh, look. Look at Marcus.
So, well, let's get... there's a lot of chat here.
Okay.
So first, Thanos is saying what panel he needs input. We're going to talk about...
we'll get that.
We're
going to
talk about Smash Brothers
yes.
in a bit. Yeah.
Yep.
So Ethan,
oh,
wow,
Mike
loving the
Creamer's
story.
Here. Hey, Mike.
Creamer says, George, that's definitely on you.
I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing. I'm still mad, but I'm not arguing.
Yep. Ethan, message redacted, so he's really ashamed of what he said to me. a Merc Pointed Tail. Yeah, Mercus has one. He has it open, George. You can have it for $100.
I'll buy it.
Wow.
If you're not, if you're serious, Marcus, I'll buy it.
All right.
If you really want it.
Don't bluff, please, Marcus.
I do really,
please,
I do
bluff,
really
Marcus.
Want it. All right. And because it's Galaga, right? I mean, that's my game. Yep. You know, Galaga, Dragon Slayer, those are the two I love the most. Anyway, so I was very mad at myself, especially when I started looking. I was like, okay, I can get it on Amazon maybe.
Get it back.
I get it. And when I started seeing those prices, I was just like,
nope.
I don't want to talk about it. I went looking for the guy.
Oh, for the guy.
Because you guys told me that he was carrying around with
him.
He was playing in the Smash Brothers tournament, which we're going to talk about later. And so I went to the whole Smash Brothers thing. I walked up on stage.
Tried to find him?
I walked down through every single
place. Like,
I was going to try and get it back from him.
Were you going to, like, knock him over and steal it?
No, no. I was going to, I was like, look.
Would you take 105?
It was sold accidentally. It shouldn't have been sold, even though they thought they should have. Would you be willing to take your $100 back and give them? Couldn't find him.
Look at that. Marcus said, yeah, it's worth it to you, and I don't need that extra money. So he's willing to sell it to you. Look at
that. Bless you, Marcus. Thank you.
For $110.
As long as one of you drives it over, I'm giving
it. There you go. So one of the first things that you start to notice at a show is the big thing, you run a vendor's table, is how much foot traffic do you get? Because it's a numbers game. We're talking today. If you see 100 people, maybe 10 give a shit about you, and maybe two of those will actually follow through on giving a shit about you.
Yeah.
And so the more people, the better.
All right.
And we expected this to be much, much bigger. Based on pre-sales, we thought.
So it's a qualified, right? So 2019, we knew from talking with Dave, the guy who runs Infinity Con, great guy.
Yeah.
Love him. If he
really
ends up watching the stream later on, Dave, we love you. We're not talking bad about anything.
We like
stuff.
You. Mo doesn't care for you.
Mo doesn't care for you. So he told us that last year he had 800 pre-sold tickets and 2,000 for the whole convention in ticket sales for one day.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Right. This year he had 1,200 pre-sold tickets.
Right.
And so it's 2 days, so we're figuring 3,500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the foot traffic, as you said,
almost the same.
Yeah.
Right.
But we figured out why we think that is.
Yeah, I attribute a big part of that to the fact, and we'll probably segue into your panel here in a second, is that they were having a huge Smash Brothers, like, esports tournament.
Yes.
Right.
And not only was it a big tournament, it was the first tournament
on the East Coast
since COVID.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's a lot of pent-up energy and anticipation of this thing.
And a lot of big names. They actually, a lot of those esports guys are sponsored by different businesses or companies or corporations that have teams and whatnot. And all of these people were saying, look, this is the first one that's there. You guys have to go to this
and earn your money.
You're all going.
Yeah.
So
people from California.
A lot of big ones. Yeah, they had, and people from California didn't really want to come because it's a long flight and it's East Coast and COVID and everything. But what we figured out is last year, the vendor area was just one half of the section that we have this year.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year, they have the same vendor area, but everything else, all the esports stuff, which is what we found out later, is 500 of the people at the convention, is all over in the arena setting where they play basketball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there's no guarantee of all those ticket sales
coming over to
becoming foot traffic through the vendor area. It's likely a lot of those people just got tickets to come and do the convention.
Unless they're interested in Galaga.
Tournament.
And then they come straight up.
And then they come over, drop $100, and disappoint
George.
I'm a poor George.
I know, right?
But I would have...
Pale and sad.
Bad,
it's really
sad.
Bad combination.
All right.
The person, I would have thought, though, we would have had more people because, you know, Smash Brothers, you get a lot of teenagers, right? A lot of kids playing. So I figured you'd get a lot of parents.
Yeah, it all come
and
along.
The parents are going to... You know, because there's a lot of waiting, and I thought they would come over.
And that's who we need. We need those kids' parents.
We
need those kids' parents.
We sold mostly to parents.
Yeah,
I
you're right.
They hit our demo.
You know, I walked through that arena a couple of times. I was looking for the guy. And I walked through there, and there was literally almost no parents in there. There was nobody over 6 foot tall and over 100 pounds. They were all little short, skinny kids. And it was pissing me off on a lot of different levels. But the only adultish people in there were the ones running the thing. And they were all younger than us. They were like 25, 30.
So I wouldn't call it disappointing. It's just, it's the same as it was last time, which was good. We were expecting to be quite a bit more foot traffic.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes tomorrow. But
Tomorrow will be interesting. I know there's a 30% chance of rain. I know somebody asked about the sun, you know, whatever.
So they might be looking for something else to do.
It's indoors.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Tallahassee has not had a lot of entertainment value in the last year The basketball games, which are very popular, were not allowed to be attended until like the last couple of games.
Yep.
Football was, you know, pretty much dead on arrival. And the theater that's in town, the main AMC theater, literally just opened up like a month ago, and it's doing one showtime per movie on almost every movie.
Wow.
So you'd hope to get more of that traffic.
Yeah. I think it might be an advertising and a word of mouth thing. He's getting better with that. Yep. You know, he's getting more recognition. He had WCTV.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. They were up front.
Spots and stuff. Yep. So that was nice.
Yeah. I'd say, though, the people we have met, we some great people today.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the nice thing about when it's a little slower or a little less crowded is that you really can sit there and talk
and stop people. And talk and chat
and chat and find out about people, and because people, like, in a couple minutes they'd be like, okay, whatever, but, you know, after they talk to us for a while, they're like, wow, that sounds actually pretty interesting, let me let me sign up, let me do this. So it was nice.
You know?
And a lot of them were parents of little kids,
which, well, and they're, you can't minimize the attraction of, well, if you like the Rubik's Cube and you like that Pac-Man machine, you're probably somebody we want to talk to anyway.
Right,
which is kind of the goal. Let me catch up on the chat real quick. Just a couple of things. So we talked about you didn't care for David. That was a joke, by the way, Dave.
That,
yeah, Marcus said everyone knows Mo is the hard one to get along with. It's not us, certainly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And Retro Days is asking, what are you guys vending? We talked about it earlier. We're selling a lot of puzzle cubes and plugging into TV games and stuff like that.
Puzzle cubes, TV games, original artwork. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. For the most part.
I mean, and we'll sell anything else that we...
George's luggage.
I'm not going to let this one go. Yeah. I'll come back tomorrow, like, have my clothes will be on the table. It'll be like a flea market.
So you might be interested, if you want to come tomorrow, Sunday is still happening. If you're watching this live and you're interested in Tallahassee, so tickets are $12 for kids, I think.
17 for adults.
17 for adults.
And the kids are up to 11, I think.
Up to 11.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. If you buy online, they charge you extra $5. Just come to the box office.
Right. That, the line,
they're not
going
to sell out or anything.
No, they've got plenty of capacity in that area. I would imagine the capacity for the space that they have is probably $20,000 easily. Because
it's definitely over what we have.
I know the stadium holds like 15.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
So Marcus is asking, are there a lot of vendors? And we were kind of quantifying that at dinner.
We were, yeah. I think my ballpark is there's about 25 at the most of the vendors.
Vendors. And maybe 20 to 25 artist alley. People that do arts and crafts.
Yeah, which I think is a little low, personally, because it just seems low, because...
There's room for
you
more.
You mean not low in our count, but low of how many people are there.
I think
I'm sure a lot of people, especially this is the first convention in a while, some people are probably hesitant to commit and all that stuff. Like, there's only like one vendor that has like a lot of pop vinyls, which is surprising.
Well, we normally got 20. 7 of them. Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I saw 3 pop vinyl areas, but you're right, only one with a big wall. And that's a guy that I know from some of these local conventions.
Yep.
You always make the joke, or you made the joke today, about he's Capital City Toys, and he doesn't live in
Capital City at all. Right, none of the capital.
He's in a city like 30 minutes away or something. Yep. But it was fun. They did have, you know, I know this isn't really vendors, but they do sell their photos and stuff. They have 2 ginormous Star Wars statues.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Yes.
So they have the Rancor, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that they claim that that's the Rancor that was used in movie on set.
Oh, really?
Oh, I
believe
I didn't know
so.
That. I did not hear that.
Well, that's why
that makes
there's
more interesting, suddenly.
The pictures with Lucas and...
Oh, like maybe that came from there.
I think, but I'm not sure.
If you look at our YouTube story, I took a quick story of the Rancor.
Good.
So you can see it. If you go out and log on mobile and look at the stories, you'll see the Rancor.
And they're at a lot of big conventions. I've seen them at MegaCon. And at Dragon Con. So they're a big draw for these bigger conventions.
I can imagine. Oh, yeah.
It was nice to see them at this convention, which is on the smaller side.
Yeah.
Imagine transporting that thing.
That's what I was more impressed with how they got it there and set it up than it itself.
Because, we only saw the seams on the back legs. We couldn't
very
see
little.
Seams
anywhere
else.
It looks very coherent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go figure.
And Mike Creamer says, Mo, you look different from how you sound, or so I've heard.
Is this for kids? I can't. Before I say my next statement, I want to make
just
sure.
Just send Mike a text.
Yeah, right?
Just
tell him what you think. I'll text you, Mike. Yeah. I'll text you. Don't worry about it, dude.
And he's asking, okay, where do you get the jerseys, or do you have them on your site? Yeah, ask Marcus. He'll tell you about the jerseys. No. There's a place on Amazon that makes them. And
do we have them on our marketplace thing on that Amazon one?
No, but
no,
we should.
We should.
We should.
We'll throw them on our marketplace. We'll throw the link out there.
So, absolutely.
And I'll explain. You have to, when you... If you do decide to order these things on Amazon, you have to put in all your
own personalize
criteria.
Everything. Personalize. Color design, logos,
like, and be careful. So, like, the capital G here, that's... You have to capitalize that in the thing.
Or they won't.
I purposely didn't capitalize the other parts of the word because I felt it was better
like
as a baseball jersey
yeah.
style. So you can do anything you like with it, and they have multiple styles and colors. Like there's the New York Yankee pinstripe styles, and basically one for almost every major league team. Yeah. And the fonts are pretty uniform, but and you can do patches on your arm.
Yeah, we'll have to set up a link somewhere since you guys are interested. Yeah, sure. They look great. I think
They're awesome.
It was George's idea. He bought them for both of us, and
we appreciate that. It was cool. Awesome.
Yeah. And Mo has one too. He just didn't wear it.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm taking care of mine. We had dinner, and I didn't want to get anything on it, so I took
it off.
I did
get a little spaghetti on mine.
See, there you go. See, smart guy here. Yeah.
So let's talk about Infinity Con here in comparison. So if you're not here, compared to other cons, so someone can see kind of how it,
compares. At least we can compare it with the Southeast.
The ones we know.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So what should we start with? Big, MegaCon, and then go down?
Yeah, MegaCon, enormous.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
so
geez.
MegaCon's 110,000 last convention.
Yes.
110,000 through the door.
Right.
It's in one space, but it's a little difficult
center.
To access. Yeah, it's a big convention
center. It's your Orlando Convention Center.
Not attached to a hotel.
Massive.
But it's only in one of the, because there's
wings,
four quadrants,
It's usually
like
north,
the south building or whatever,
I would say that this entire convention, including the esports thing, could easily fit in one side of the vendor area at MegaCon.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, they have a lot of spaces. We have a giant room for panels. We have a giant room for the Smash Brothers.
Yeah. Well, and I was including that. I mean,
did you include
really,
all that?
Yeah.
Would all fit in there? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess
it
fit in one half. Yeah, about half of one of the south halls. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the giant panel room that we have at this one, compared to MegaCon, MegaCon has big theater style panel rooms for their main panels.
Okay.
But then they also have rooms that are about the size of the one we have at InfinityCon for their B-class, I guess you would say, panels, like the ones that are just below the
Superstars,
A-list celebrity.
Yeah, the big auditorium level panels versus,
like, the giant drawing panels. Remember we've gone to those drawing competition things and they give out the picture. And they had one of those there. Mm. They had a different take on it, though. We'll talk about panels later,
So that's MegaCon. That's the big one.
Yeah.
And then, so the next size is down. Would you have SFGE?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, SFGE.
Yeah, SFGE in Atlanta.
Because really, DragonCon's as big as MegaCon.
Yeah, they're like...
They're like
they're on par.
They're
yeah,
on
they're
par. Because I think DragonCon's 90,000 through the door over
much.
A four-day weekend. Yeah. And that's the other thing, too. Four-day weekends versus two-day or one-day weekends. Yeah. Yeah. So SFGE, maybe Pensacon?
Yeah, Pensacon's bigger than SFGE.
Yeah.
So you have Pensacon next.
And Pensacon's in a similar venue. I mean, kinda.
Well, is that a sporting auditorium?
It's a sporting auditorium. But there's nothing below the floor or adjacent to the floor. It's the whole vendor area is on the basketball court, which is very claustrophobic with as many people and vendors.
You're down in this valley.
And all the panels were off-site at Pensacon.
Yes.
You have to get on the buses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the bus. That's,
which is crazy.
I didn't care for Pensacon.
Yeah, which is why I haven't gone back to Pensacon.
Yeah.
How many times did we do that? We covered it once for media and once as a table. Did we ever do
that's
a table?
It. No, we didn't.
No, we never did a table.
We just did media.
We just did a media.
Thank God we didn't do
it. It's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult to do.
Yeah.
It sucks up time.
To catch up on some chats in there.
Well, let's finish talking about the convention size, see where we are. So then SFGE probably comes under that,
which is
much as that's growing, you think?
Which is probably our favorite.
I think SFGE has more through the door, probably.
Yes.
8 to 10?
I would think so.
You know, over, because they do a 3-day weekend, right? Yep. And I'm assuming unique visitors each day. So, yeah, I think they do 8 to 10,000. And as a comparison, but let's compare the two people who run those conventions a little bit, right? Because that's something that we've talked about. If you're a vendor at a MegaCon, you don't matter to them.
No,
just
true.
A number, right?
Oh, big time.
DragonCon, a little bit more caring, you know, because they have, it's all volunteer staff and they have their sections and they kind of look after you. We have the people, they've come up to our table and checked out us.
Yeah, it's well staffed by volunteers.
It is well staffed. Pensacon, smaller, but do not care about
it. Don't care,
not at all.
Never met or saw anybody.
No.
Nope.
Matter of fact, gave me a really hard time about getting us some lanyards at one time.
Yeah, we couldn't get a lanyard.
You're right. It's like, you gave me a badge, but not a lanyard? What are you doing? All right.
Yeah.
SFGE and InfinityCon, probably the two nicest to not only people coming in, but vendors as well. Best organizations
to work with, people to work with.
If I'd say anything a negative against them is that they take on a lot,
maybe too much.
Maybe too much.
David is kind of a one man show for InfinityCon, and he tries to do all of it himself.
Okay, let's catch up on the text.
Okay.
Jerry
is
in the chat.
I know Jerry.
Jerry says, I'm glad Mo enjoyed my email.
Oh, that was Jerry.
That was Jerry.
Nice. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So Mike says, sweet, they look great.
Jerry, it's funny.
Yep. My mom says, sweet shirts, George rules.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom.
Hawk says, are my chats getting through? Seeing your chats.
We're not seeing your chats.
Well, Thanos doesn't answer right after.
except that one. Jigsaw says, hello, I am here.
Hello, Jigsaw.
Who's Jigsaw? Do we know Jigsaw?
Jigsaw Productions?
I don't know Jigsaw, but that's a cool name.
Yeah.
I love your movies.
Except the last one.
Are they documentaries? Yeah, I didn't like the last one.
Not the last one. No,
but Jigsaw wasn't in that.
That's so true. Yeah. So you're okay.
It wasn't his movie. So he's good.
Let's see. What else can we talk about here? Food and drink options at this convention are problematic.
Did they have options?
Well,
that's true. The first
options
problem.
Would be like more than
that implies there's more than one option. It's not an option to take it or leave it. That's the option.
Yeah. So what they did was they set up a little kiosk on the floor because so for those of you who don't know, Civic Center has a couple of levels. The upper level is adjacent to the entire upper ring of the arena.
Yeah.
So when you go in those, you're kind of like the really high nosebleed seats are above you and all the cool seats are below you. You're on that ring. Right there is where all the food vendors have real booths with stations that they can cook at and hot plates and all that.
Because they use those for like regular...
right.
Like,
historically.
Historically. Now we're a level down from that. And so they set up this kiosk and it looks like they just took some microwave food bags or something and brought them downstairs and kept them in some warmers. So they had pretzels, which were not pretzels. They were dough in the vague shape of pretzels.
They were salted dough.
Yep. I don't remember salt.
Oh no?
No, I don't remember. That would have been interesting.
Unsalted dough. Ooh, even better.
They had sodas, a few selections, Cokes and whatnot, water, coffee.
Yes.
Because we found a coffee. They had a bar set up, although I didn't partake. And
they don't sell me anything.
Chicken fingers and hot dogs.
Allegedly.
Oh, and nachos.
Oh, and nachos.
Nachos. Yeah.
But I didn't see a way to cook there. They said they had chicken fingers. I'm guessing it would happen.
But for a convention, I don't care what size convention, having a single place for food.
Yeah,
not
for
enough.
Snacks. Yeah.
It's just not enough.
Now, I know David really well. You guys know I interact with him all the time. David had told us in a lot of emails that he had specifically addressed the food issue because this was a similar thing to the last time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he had addressed it by contacting some local food trucks
to
come
awesome
in.
Awesome idea.
I'm going to guess that either FSU nixed the idea because they wanted to sell their stuff and, you know, whatever.
Could be.
Or there was maybe some kind of code thing about having that indoors somehow because food trucks, I don't know.
Maybe they're outside and we didn't know it.
I didn't see anybody. I didn't either. And I drove through the parking lot during the day because of something we're going to talk about later.
Right, yep.
I didn't see any food trucks anywhere. So I don't think it's Dave's fault in that I think some things were set up that didn't come to fruition through no fault of his own, maybe.
Could be.
It was still disappointing, though.
It was. So we pretty much went all day, and you had a pretzel.
I had
those...
Pucky
Japanese
because
there was chocolate stuffed bears
because there was a vendor right next
selling pocky and stuff. Yeah,
that vendor's got to clean up, right? Because they're selling snacks.
There were always people.
Oh, they were always busy. Always busy. Miss So said, "I used to hide snacks in a bag or purse I brought to conventions. That food was always expensive." Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
In fact, I had said. I've been a big fan of MREs lately. I should have brought some of these meals ready to eat. We have been the envy everywhere. They got like chicken chow mein.
They have cheated lasagna. Up. The order would have gone out.
I didn't do it. I forgot, though. I forgot. Creeper, can you get food delivered to your booth? No.
We didn't try, but...
Not really. Yeah.
It would have been really difficult to have a delivery service or Uber Eats or anything like that.
Get in at all.
And get in, right? Because they're not going to buy a ticket.
No, of course not.
Right? Yeah. So...
You'd have to meet them outside.
You'd have to meet them wherever that...
Bring the food in, probably.
I've done that at other conventions where you had to meet them outside by the front.
But it is.
I'm guessing most people other than us probably sent somebody for a food run.
We'll talk in a minute. You went out and you offered, but we didn't.
At that point, it was a little different time of day.
I want to mention one of our favorite things that we've done since we started doing it. The very first one we did, we started putting a big jar of retro candy.
Yes.
Like Dum Dums and Smarties and old
Sugar Daddies.
Sugar Babies.
And I don't know when we started doing this, but everybody comes up and goes, how much is the candy? Is it free? And we go, no, it costs a fist bump.
Yep.
And the kids love that. They love do. To pound your fist.
And John's the biggest kid that loves it of all.
I do. We had employees at the Civic Center coming around. We heard you had candy for a fist bump. I'm like, true? Yep. There you go. I'll take the milk duds or whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, too, because the kids...
Milk duds?
Sorry. There were milk duds. Yeah,
I missed the milk.
The kids will come up, and there's two kids that come up, right? There's the kid who just reaches in and starts grabbing.
Yeah.
And then there's the kid who walks up, sees the candy, and is like,
what's happening here?
And they're kind of like looking at the corner of their eye.
And they're like, yeah. And they're like, does that cost something? Is that free? Is mom going to notice? And so we're good about asking the parents, is it okay if they have it? And then we go with the fist bump thing. And that's when they, especially depending on the age of the kid. Like, it's like his head is just barely above the table age kid. They're like, yeah.
Yep. Never met a kid that didn't have a fist bump and love it. So.
Right?
Any candy.
Yep. Yeah.
And the parents are all cool. I mean, because we always ask the parent, hey, is it okay? If it's okay with your parent, because last week one was like some kid with diabetes showing me a candy bar and,
Catch up on a little chat. I just, what do we got? Thanos said, is there Costco nearby? GXG Retro Snacks, yo. Yeah, hit the. Aaron said, MREs, mix the peanut butter, cocoa mix, and a dash of water for a treat.
Like in a bag?
Yeah, I mean, like the beverage bag, shake that up. That's going to be like a liquid Reese cup
kind of thing, maybe.
Yeah, it's cocoa and peanut butter. Oh yeah, I mean, I could see that.
I don't know. I don't know if I could eat that. That sounds interesting.
Ethan said, "I would like a fist bump from John." Here we go. That's for you. There you go, Ethan. You're the man.
Nice.
So let's talk about some of the. Let's talk about that. So Thanos asked about the panel.
Oh, sure.
So we had the Smash Brothers tournament that we talked about, that big competition.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
Huge thing.
And then go into bail.
Yeah, so talk about what that is. Yeah.
Sure.
So it was a big deal.
Smash Brothers has these giant tournaments everywhere. It's esports. It's as big as League of Legends. It's mostly 1v1 or 2v2. Yep. So it's not the big five-man teams like you see in League of Legends. But they had the first one, as we said earlier, here on the East Coast since COVID took over. And that's been a big... issue for these players because most of them earn their income by going to these tournaments and getting sponsorships and having advertisers and all that kind of stuff. So this one being the first one, Dave got in touch with a company that runs these things, and he did not expect what ended up happening. They had 540 entrants. Had they gotten some promotion from this one other company he was saying that promotes Smash Brothers tournaments,
easily hit a grand.
At least a little over a grand, but they were hesitant because of COVID restrictions still and whatnot. So he had 540. Mike McCall, one of our viewers and longtime supporter. His son played in the tournament as well as my son. Mm-hmm. Both of them got bounced out really
washed
quick.
Washed out right away?
Oh, you did lose? Your son lost?
Yeah. I was confused. I thought his start time was going to be 8 o'clock. It was 6 o'clock. So he was starting right as you guys were leaving, and I was coming over here to meet you at the restaurant. So we did that. We got a call 1 week before the convention. I got a call. A messenger invite from Dave.
Yep.
And he said, I just realized I have a huge gaming convention and no gaming panels. Can you help?
And of course, George's like, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to do whatever we can. So we talked a little bit about it. I got you guys on a call and we were, figuring out what we could do.
Yep.
And I had him on Messenger and was calling him at the same time.
Yep.
And we came up with two panels. One that I was supposed to run today, which was going to be me moderating, hosting a panel of celebrity Smash Brother players.
Yeah, professional esports players.
All right. So weird that's the thing now, but anyway.
Yeah, and they were great people. It was there was a couple of people that were in there, and I'm going to get some contact information from them because I talked about maybe doing some collaboration stuff with them because they do Twitch and YouTube and whatnot. Sure. And I went and talked with them ahead of time because it was their first panel ever. Never done a panel. And as you know, a lot of gamers are a little bit more reserved, a little bit shy. So Dave asked me to sit with them for a few minutes just to kind of prep them as what to expect. And so I did that.
And it's mighty good that you did that preparation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So here we are, like 25 minutes before your panel time.
Yeah, it was right before it.
Yeah, 2:30, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
And the phone rings.
The phone... Those are alerts.
Ring. Oh, yeah.
Which alert is a...
It's a Star Trek red alert.
It is.
Yeah.
The klaxon. So, my mother owns a house here in town that she no longer lives in.
By Ethan.
And she now lives across the street from me, which is very convenient, very easy. But the old house that we had before my father died, we still own it, but it's just vacant. We're mm-hmm. just sitting there.
Yep.
Well, about 2 months ago, some of you know, the house got broken into and had squatters living in it.
Yeah.
And they were just trashing it. It was terrible. We got all that situation cleared up. I got the locks changed, and I got a security system put in. So it's got glass break sensors, it's got door sensors, it's got window sensors, it's got motion sensors,
they
it's got
everything. Cameras.
I put everything in there because Mom said, put everything in there until we get the house cleaned up and get it ready for sale. Right. So today, glass break sensor on the front porch goes off. Oh my God. I start getting phone calls from the company because they're trying to verify if everything's okay. They don't know that I don't live there.
Right.
Well, I'm in the Civic Center, and my phone signal keeps cutting out.
Yeah, cutting in and out.
So they're calling me two or three times, and I'm getting snippets of conversation. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And I finally get to a point where they say, is everything okay? And I say, well, I'm not at the house.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm the son of the owner of the house. I will go over there. Can you please send the police? That somehow got mistranslated to the sheriff's department to... We've talked to somebody in the house who claims to be the son of the owner.
Oh, that's what that
and
was.
And he doesn't have a password.
So, because so the ultimately, what it comes down to is George, rightfully so, is like, I just cannot manage this from here. I've got to go.
Yes.
Right. I
got to be on site and figure out what's going on.
30 minutes before the panel, I have to take off. I grab Dave and I say, look, Dave, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about this. I don't even get to talk to the two people that I just spent 20 minutes with.
And typical Dave fashion, he's like, it's okay. Take care of yourself.
Yeah,
do whatever.
Right.
Again.
So I take off. I get over there. And let me tell you, the sheriff's department came out in force. There were 5 cars and a canine unit.
Wow, and they must have been bored.
They had that place surrounded, and they were asking me questions.
And a canine unit?
Yeah, and a canine unit.
What the hell?
They were, is this out of place? Is that normal? You know, like,
okay,
there was a couple of things where people had apparently, since the last time I'd been over there, had tried to gain entry. There was a ladder leaned up against a window, but the window hadn't been breached. After my wife brings the keys over, because I didn't have the keys with me, which took a little bit of time, I go in and I unlock the doors for them, and they stormtrooper through. Sheriff's Department, if you're in here, let us know. You know, dogs.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're just going through this house and clearing it. And there's no lights in this house because we turned all that stuff
no
on.
No power.
Anyway.
Right.
So they go through. And after, I don't know, 10 minutes, the one of the sheriff who stayed outside to watch stuff, you know, make sure nobody hops out a window trying to run, he's like, okay, house is clear. You can go inside. So I go inside. Everything's fine. Turns out the damn sensor is faulty. And that whole miscommunication thing about there being somebody in the house on the intercom, which was really me on the phone.
Right.
Got everything.
All blown out of proportion.
All blown out of proportion.
But you had to go.
You had
to go and find out. Yeah, because it was crazy.
We got it situated, got it relocked, and then I came back.
Yep. You made it back. And right for the last 5 minutes of the panel.
For the last 5 minutes of the panel.
So he's taking credit for it.
I did get to talk to the two guests, and I apologized to them because it's the first time we've ever done anything like missing a panel like that. They were very gracious. Dave was very gracious. And I got to see the last 5-10 minutes of it. And they were really good.
Your briefing had clearly loosened them up because they did a great job.
They were almost running the panel themselves. Like, Dave was just occasionally asking something, but they were really doing a good job. Yeah.
Rachel showed up, said, hey, guys.
Hey, sweetie. Okay, that's my daughter himself.
More family members watching. Yep. Thank goodness for the family members.
Yeah.
All the GXG family are family members. Mike says, it sounds like a potential GXG clubhouse location, your house over there.
It could be.
Just no power. We need power, though.
Well, and it's in Tallahassee, and two-thirds of GXG is in Texas.
It doesn't work so well.
Yeah.
And Rachel says, how does this stuff keep happening to you, George?
It's just me.
Trouble magnet.
Yeah.
That's why we're okay. Yeah. Right. George is there to take it for us.
Right. I'm just absorbing all the cosmic issues.
And the guy at the panel bought your stuff for $100, Mike says. Yeah.
Yes.
Damn it!
Yes.
That's right, because that's when you were gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was an interesting day. And then I get back, and oddly enough, another sensor in the house starts going off, and I have to drive back and leave at the end of the convention.
Yeah, you broke out like maybe 30 minutes before the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you're like, what if it is real this time? You can't say that's nothing, right?
Or somebody did something the first time, now they're back. Who knows?
Yeah. So I go in there with my little knife that I have on my keychain just in case, and I go in and clear the house myself this time.
This is George.
If I get an artery, you're done.
Stand back, pen knife.
I'm driving. I get the whole house cleared up and re-alarmed and everything, and I talk to people, and they say, okay, this sensor is faulty. We're going to blow. And so I'm driving back to the restaurant to meet you guys. Alarm goes off again.
Yeah, twice you said, but
yes.
Three minutes
yeah. I'm like, okay, that's it. Just sell the house. I'm done. I don't. You safe touch want it? You can have it. I don't care anymore.
Thanos says, breached. Look at George going all SWAT. Mike said you learned that word from the cops today. You didn't know it before.
I did not.
So
yeah.
Well, back at the convention when you weren't gone, we did get a chance to at one point walk around and mm-hmm. see the different vendors and sure. artists and anything. So I thought we should talk at least briefly about any that we saw that were interesting that we mm-hmm. want to go back and see today. Mm-hmm. You talked about the Ranker, which is awesome. That big giant thing was really
big
cool.
Big giant thing. Yeah.
We saw our friends with the USS Kai Tom, which is the Starfleet fan club where you and I met. 30-some years ago?
Yeah, right.
They were there in force. That club's still going around.
And they had a couple of little neat props. They have a captain's chair
And a transporter.
And a transporter,
oh,
right?
Oh, wow.
And the captain's chair, I'm almost positive we didn't, because they were gone when we were looking at it. I think it's a massage chair. And I really want to go sit in it when they're there.
You should never have a captain's chair without a massage chair.
Right.
Now that I think about it.
If I was captain of Stereo Starship, yeah.
You would have.
I would wear a massage.
And you know, I love the details. Did you see the symbols on the armrest?
Oh, yeah. So much cool
stuff. So it's a hybrid club. It's half Klingon, half Starfleet.
Yeah.
And they had both symbols on the chair. I thought that was awesome.
Of course. Yeah. Take a look at that. Wow.
Yeah.
I missed that part.
So other vendors that you saw. So the one that I can remember I talked about, there's the she came to see us a couple of times.
I know which one you're talking about.
These super miniature little tiny things like little
clay.
Out of clay.
She carves them with a knife. Like you've seen these like quick videos on Facebook of people making stuff out of clay and baking it. And she makes these intricate, super
super the taco detailed. Ones you were talking about.
Bananas.
Yeah, the ones crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, really neat.
Yeah, like one of the ones she had there that I almost bought, but I'm like, wait, I don't wear earrings. They had the little
those are clash.
She had a little pot sticker plate and
I saw that one.
So I was like, damn it, that's awesome.
Yeah. So Rachel, obviously, I told her I'd buy something for you. So
they had some good stuff.
No sushi ones though.
Yeah. No, she did have sushi. She must have sold out on them.
No, she said she didn't.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
A couple of big, medium-sized comic book vendors.
Yeah. So Pet Piranha was there. Cosmic Times was there. There was a couple of more independents that were there, which was nice.
A few there showing off their main book.
Yeah.
Right across from us, there's a young lady that's written several fantasy books.
Sure.
Yeah. It's right there that we've seen all day.
Yeah.
Well, Warhammer guy. Right, Kitty Corn, right?
Big board gaming Warhammer guy. Absolutely.
They were one of the ones I want to kind of hit on that we talked about. So we get there early to set up and get
everything.
And if you're ever going to be a vendor or help a vendor at a convention, show up early. That's common courtesy, not just to the people around you.
On time is late.
Right.
You need to be early,
but to the convention itself, because you're representing that convention, whether you realize it or not. You're not just representing yourself, and you want to make a good impression so that the next year, it's bigger.
Yeah. If the VIPs come in, and your booth is covered with a tarp, what'd the VIPs pay for?
Right.
Yeah.
Or, let's say, not set up at all with anything whatsoever, because that's what the Warhammer guy was. No board game there, no nothing. He was just... Like, they were wheeling in display stands at, like, 9:45.
Which is verboten. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be super ready.
Yeah.
Clear the aisles. Make sure you're open.
I get irritated when I see that because I know from working with a lot of these people who run conventions, like Dave, I know how much effort they put into it.
Mm-hmm.
You could put in a tenth of that effort. Just get your butt there on time. That's all.
Just get there.
Yeah.
I mean, really, setting this stuff is not... hard.
No.
It should be. If your booth is difficult to set up, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, it really is. You rethink how you're doing.
Alex the Nerd is here. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Good to see you again. Thanos, we're talking Star Trek, so he put up one of those exclusive YouTube member com badges.
Nice.
Awesome. And one thing before we start wrapping it up is a lot of really cool people. You mentioned you touched on this, Mo. You always talk about meeting people. That's what we're here for, really. The selling stuff, as we said, to defray the costs. And there were several, I counted maybe five or six like clusters of really interested, really engaged, really like want to discuss and they're into it. Like, you know, the oval decals that we made, the GXG that we sell.
Right.
And you typically don't sell stuff branded Gen X Grown Up unless somebody knows who you are.
Yeah.
Right.
And by the time we ended the discussion, they bought a cube and they bought this and they bought a decal for their car for these three knuckleheads they'd never heard of before today. Right. I'm like, that's weird, but awesome.
That's,
you know,
weird.
I'm thrilled, but you know, it's but you meet people and you start to make a connection.
Yes, sure.
And because it's, that's why we like these medium to large size conventions, because yeah, you have the time to talk and connect. You're not rushing around from place to place.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And I know you mentioned earlier, one of the folks who was there was in the chat. I forget, there were several talking, but I'm glad you showed up to the live stream tonight. Thank you.
It was just really nice, though. It's like, especially, like you said, a lot of younger people. This particular one, but you know, you talk to the parents. Parents are our age most of the time, you know. And so we sit there and you see their kid trying to play, you know, Galaga, and they're explaining Galaga to them, and the kid's like really getting into it. And then you start talking to the parent, and it was just cool.
Yeah,
you know? It was just cool to be.
Well, it gives you an avenue in to start the discussion.
Right,
you're like, hey, good parenting. You're doing a Pac-Man tutorial. Yeah. Nice job.
Right.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was a good. It's always a good feeling, I think, because when we go to these conventions, like you said, the selling is secondary.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we talked about it before we set up, like, which master are we going to serve this time? Yeah. Because it's always difficult to serve more than one thing. We said, well, we'll just let the sales thing be a main sales thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what we often find is that takes care of itself.
Yeah.
And it's the discussions that, like Mo was saying, where you just sit there and you're talking with, this guy who was showing his daughter Space Invaders.
Oh yes,
yeah. Like that's good parenting right there.
Yeah.
Well, it's like panning for gold. You got all that dirt and dust and water in the pan, and that's all the sales. And then once that clears, oh, there's some gold nuggets. There are those people that you really want to get engaged.
Yeah, that's a really good analogy. Because and it's nice because we've had some of those people become some of our most loyal supporters.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
a lot of them that we met at like Dragon Con.
Yes. A Butter Spider.
We met at
Dragon Con.
Yeah. I mean, he's like one of our biggest supporters now. Mm-hmm. He's involved in every aspect of stuff we do. He's on the Discord channel, he's on the YouTube channel, listen to the podcast.
Yep.
We would never have met Butter Spider had we not been at one of these conventions.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get 100,000 subscribers from conventions only.
That's right.
No. Right?
Yep.
Most of our subscribers are obviously going to
get organic growth and watch stuff.
Growth.
Yeah.
But the ones that we do get a chance to meet in person or to have some kind of conversation
with... Yeah, make a connection.
Yeah.
Those become the most engaged.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great thing, too, is like you said, some of these people, you talk to them, sometimes you talk about like, oh, we do a podcast, do a backtrack, and then we bring up like one of our topics. Oh, like Saturday Night Cartoons. Oh, my God.
Saturday Night Cartoons are the best.
And then we have a whole conversation.
I'll be like,
that.
Yeah, would Saturday morning, you're going to get cereal? We did one about breakfast cereal. You did!
Yeah. You know, there's going to be a point where we're going to have to figure out a way to set up a live mic just continuously running to capture some of these conversations that we have with these people, because it's almost like its own new backtrack, even though it's talking about an old
stuff. Of remembering stuff,
because it's their experience now.
Yeah.
When we do these backtracks, it's your experience, it's my experience, it's Mo's experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when we get to meet one of these people face to face, it's their experience. That's a whole new backtrack.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah, I thought of that. Okay, so those are all the key topics that we talked about.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, one more day of this convention. Starts, I think, opens at 9:30-ish in the morning.
9:30 probably,
I think,
for
so.
VIP.
Yeah.
We do have a panel. Should we talk?
Oh, that's right. We are doing a panel.
We talked about today, so let's talk about tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was all part of that discussion where Dave came and said, oh, I need gaming panels. So we bat around an idea, and we came up with what it's like to grow up in the arcade era.
Yep.
The arcade experience.
Arcade experience, yeah. So... it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do it podcast style, so very much like this, with three of us up on stage.
Yep.
Anybody who's in the area, please come out.
Yes,
and,
please.
Have fun.
Right. We expect to have at least 4, maybe 5 people in the room watching us, so one more would be great.
And a fifth? Dare we ask for a fifth? I don't know.
I think you're reaching on the fourth, but...
We did joke earlier that in this giant auditorium, it's liable to be standing room only.
Because they stand for a second and then they leave.
They stand at the door and leave. It's just them.
Yeah. Worst case, guys, we just talk amongst ourselves. We're fine.
That's right. That's what we do all the time.
Yeah, we do it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, multi-gun man, just joined us a little bit ago.
How's
it going, guys? Thanos, the new logo is Smexy. I think he's talking about the Infinity Con logo, I believe.
You
see it displayed without knowing what's behind it. The logo guy and...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a cool superhero.
Yeah, that's all Dave's creation, not ours.
Thanos says, what time do we break into the clubhouse?
Apparently, I'll just check my phone if you let me know.
As long as you break into one where they have the disabled sensors, you're in good shape.
Yeah. I think you're set. You don't have to worry
about it. Be a false alarm anyway. It doesn't matter.
No canine units allowed.
So, one thing I want to bring up is that I never understood the power of a sticker.
Oh, the subscribe stickers.
Yeah, we started those at...
Dragon Con.
Dragon Con?
Yeah. So you made these stickers that say, you know, I subscribe.
It says, I subscribe.
And with Genix logo.
Yep.
Genix Europe logo on it. And I can't believe how many people are like, you're like, hey, you sign up now. He goes, all right, you get a sticker. And people are like,
oh, where's my phone?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me do it now. You know, one guy who sat there, like, oh, our thing didn't work. And the QR code didn't work. He said, I'm just going to go
on. I'll do a manual. I want the sticker.
I'm like, all right.
You know, you think about that when we first started Dragon Con. Do you remember what we did for that?
What we did for what? What do you mean?
Stickers.
We took a picture of everyone who got the sticker.
A picture of everyone, and then we had their picture running in our thumbnail.
That's right. Yeah.
And we had that application that we paid for just for that weekend.
Yeah.
And it was amazing how people were like, it was like
they come by,
their 5 seconds of fame kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, there I am. I'm in the thing.
I mean, like, they really.
I'll never forget the guy who put the sticker on his forehead.
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. He was the thumbnail, actually, for that video. Thanos said, no, I was talking about the GXG logo. Cool.
Thanks for
that. And then Rachel is reminding us that was a brilliant unpaid intern idea, the I subscribe stickers.
I don't believe it.
It was her idea.
Okay, I raise smart kids.
Well, it's that or give me credit for it.
Yeah, okay, good
Rachel,
job,
Rachel.
Rachel.
I knew that would get you the credit you deserve. I knew it. All right. I think we've crushed this. We're around about an hour. It was really good.
Yeah.
If you missed any of this, of course, you can rewatch it, but also we'll publish this as an audio-only podcast on our pod feed.
We'll continue the stories tomorrow, I assume.
I want to find out. They don't have to put it in chat, but maybe they can send us some emails later. I want to find out if anybody enjoys this format of live stream for us.
That's a good question. This
around.
Is a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We've done the things where we have an activity to do, right? Like the Street Fighter one that we did where all three of us were face on the camera. It'd be interesting to know if people just like us getting together on camera and shooting the shit for 20 minutes or an hour.
And talking about the thing that we did.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah.
You know, movie we go see or maybe Goonies.
I expect this is probably more interesting to people that already know us and follow us than it is for new viewers.
Maybe
we just have that natural animal magnetism that will draw anyone to our appearance.
Just saying. You know, there's a YouTube channel that has like 50,000 subscribers right now, and it's just husband and wife reviewing TV episodes, and they're doing great.
That's true.
So
yeah.
Anybody might want to.
We'll get
together
with well done, medium rare, and raw here in the middle. Run the spectral
like,
A1 on.
Like, so raw, I'm still on the hoof.
Right. A good veterinarian could save it.
Right.
Oh, man.
Blasted Astache is here.
Yep.
Thanos said, yes, love it. Hour feels perfect. Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks very much. We better quit while we're ahead then.
Yeah.
We'll keep doing it.
We can only screw it up now. So let's
somebody in the booth, get off camera. Get off camera.
So the final words, thoughts, anything, Mo, before we go?
No. I mean, like I said, I think tomorrow's going to be another good day. I'm actually very excited to get the panel. I'm hoping a lot of people we met today will show up.
I hope so.
Because we met some really great people, and I think they'd be, actually, we did remember to keep that we're doing it, because I forgot to even mention the people that were doing this panel.
Today is tomorrow, on my radar.
Yeah.
It's true.
So
yeah.
We'll hit them up for it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cool. George, any final thoughts before we park?
No, I mean, just, you know, be careful what you say to these two, because they'll sell your shit.
We take you at your word is what we do. Especially when you just don't say it in passing. You vehemently say why you said it.
No, I mean, I think for me, final thought is just I'm happy to get back to some form of normal.
Something.
I agree.
Something that we enjoy
doing. This feels really good, really fun. I'm just liking that we're finally coming. The whole vaccination thing, and a lot of people were vaccinated, but we're still wearing masks because it was respectful and whatnot. I love this. I love that we're getting back to normal.
Yep. Yeah, good to get together with all the people you talked about, this convention family, and us getting together to do something other than at somebody's house and doing just going out and meeting the people again and getting those extra
being social.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Well, why don't we put a bow on this one? Thank you all of you who joined us to hang out. This has been fun. So I'm John. George, thank you for being here.
Yes, sir.
Mo, you know, I appreciate
you. Always fun, man.
All you watchers and listeners, you know, we appreciate you most of all, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
You gotta say you're closed.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
What do I say?
See ya. I say.
Do I say see you?
I forget what you said.
I don't remember what I said. No, I'm freezing.
Just bye bye. Just say goodbye.
Bye.
GenX Grown Up is a member of the Evergreen Podcast family. Learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com. No more washy shows till sunrise. Unacceptable for grown-ups. Your dinner cannot just be french fries. Basically, life sucks as a grown-up.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast.